Thank you for downloading Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine. This podcast series explores the latest findings in pulmonary, critical care, and sleep research as reported in the American Thoracic Society's American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Hi, I'm Steve Crane, Executive Director of the American Thoracic Society, known more simply as the ATS. And here to explain the significance of an important new study is Dr. John Hefner, past president of ATS.
Thanks, Steve. During this past year, the world has witnessed an unprecedented debate in the United States regarding arguments for and against the ongoing governmental efforts to reform the American healthcare system. Although strong disagreements exist about which specific approaches to healthcare reform should be adopted and their associated costs, almost all parties agree that more U.S. citizens who are not now insured need better access to healthcare. But some participants in the healthcare debate have voiced an opinion that even under- and uninsured Americans at least have ready access to emergency and critical care services when they develop life-threatening illnesses. Existing laws mandate the delivery of care to patients in the United States who arrive to hospital emergency departments with critical conditions. A recent systematic review published in the May 1st issue of the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, however, provides considerable evidence that this commonly held opinion is simply not true. To address this issue, the ATS organized a Disparities in Healthcare group that began its work by identifying and reviewing all of the medical and non-medical literature that examined whether an association exists between a person's healthcare insurance status and their access to critical care services when they become critically ill, the nature of the care received, and their clinical outcomes. The group identified over 4,000 publications and subsequently limited their review to 29 articles that met criteria used for these types of systematic reviews to define high-quality research evidence. Experts then reviewed the articles using standardized techniques and arrived at some highly concerning conclusions. First, the observation that only 29 investigations on access to critical care services were available for review underscores the limited research attention this topic has received. Second, the existing evidence from these 29 studies clearly demonstrates that patients who are uninsured are less likely to receive critical care services as compared with patients with insurance. And for those patients who do achieve admission to an ICU, those without insurance are less likely to undergo critical care procedures, more likely to experience delays in hospital discharge, and more likely to have life-supportive care withdrawn. The authors of this ATS report also found that the lack of insurance was an independent predictor of death during critical illness. Although the international debate regarding ideal systems for delivering health care services will likely continue for decades to come, this ATS systematic review will inform this debate in regard to the impact of insurance status on critical care services and clinical outcomes. It is the first systematic review of this topic and dispels the notion that uninsured patients have equivalent access to critical care and enjoy similar outcomes as compared with patients with healthcare insurance. The ATS plans to continue its efforts to reduce disparities in the delivery of critical care services and identify additional factors beyond health insurance status that limit access to vulnerable patient populations.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine, an ATS podcast on newsworthy research published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. In addition to this series of podcasts, you'll find much more information related to critical illness, respiratory health, and sleep disorders in the patient education section of the ATS website, www.thoracic.org. I'm Steve Crane for Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine.